Proverbs for the day, September the 17th, Proverbs 17, verses 11 through 14. An evil man seeketh only rebellion. Therefore, a cruel messenger shall be sent against him. Let a bear robbed of her whelps meet a man rather than a fool in his folly. Whoso rewardeth evil for good, evil shall not depart from his house. The beginning of strife is as when one letteth out water, therefore leave off contention before it be meddled with. Now these verses are loaded, and there's warnings, and they serve several multiple purposes. And so for the sake of devotion, we'll just limit ourselves to a few thoughts this day. Proverbs 17:11-14, verse 11, an evil man seeketh only rebellion, therefore a cruel messenger shall be sent against him. Note in your heart and mind that the evil will reap. The evil has a cruel messenger with a cruel messenger yet to come into his life and their life. An evil man seeketh only rebellion. There's a connection between a rebellious spirit and an evil spirit. There is a connection between someone who can commit continual or drastic evil and a rebellious spirit. There is no overestimating the power of a young man, and I'm talking about a little boy, a little girl, being under correction and instruction and a correct rod of correction driving foolishness from them. There is no way to overestimate the value and the benefit both to society and to salvation when it comes to dealing with this thing of rebellion. An evil man seeketh only rebellion. You know, rebellion is the ultimate offense to God. And while it might seem like oversimplification because of the way mankind tries to complicate psychology and complicate things, at the heart of man's problem is rebellion. You see, rebellion is, it takes on many forms, and it's simply this. Rebellion is, I want to do it some other way than God said do it. It could be any way. You could be rebelling against yourself. You could be rebelling against society. You could be rebelling against the scriptures. You could think you're rebelling against the spirit world or Satan. You could think any of that. In reality, if you will not obey God, if you don't want to obey God, then evil is present there. When I would do good in, ready? Romans. When I would do good, what? Evil is present with me. That is significant. If evil is present with me, it's present because of rebellion. So the evil will reap. One of the reasons we must keep ourselves submitted is that although we cannot and shall not, if we are saved, if we're born again, we shall not reap anything in hell, we can reap a great loss for eternity. Do you understand that if you lose something, if you lose a dollar for eternity, it's gone forever. It's not just gone for today. It's not like a lot of things. You could lose something and replace it. You could lose some money and earn some back again. What I lose in eternity is gone forever. The evil will reap. Don't fret yourself over evil men. Don't fret yourself over the evil of this world and don't be occupied with it. They'll get their cruel messenger. You say, why a cruel messenger? Because evil is cruel. Evil is rebellious. Notice he goes on to say, let a bear robbed of her whelps meet a man rather than a fool in his folly. Now, a bear missing a cub is something you don't ever want to have to deal with. A bear robbed of her whelps meet a man. That is, a man comes along and he gets himself between a mama bear's cubs and her. And she thinks he's standing between her and those little cubs. He said it'd be better for him to meet that bear, that mama bear, than to have to meet a fool in his folly. And so that brings me to say the fool will ruin a good day. The evil will reap, but the fool will ruin a good day. Fools do some very bad things. Fools do some dangerous things. They do dangerous things. They do deadly things. They do deceitful things. I mean, it is just, you're better off, you'd be better off to have to deal with that mama bear than a fool in the middle of their folly. You see, the world has tried to make light of foolish behavior. Now, we know that there's this great sense of justice today, but not if you preach it as far as mankind having to face justice. And the reason is because there's a fool spirit in the lost nature of man. The fool will ruin a good day. Let a bear robbed of her whelps meet a man rather than a fool in his folly. Can you imagine how much trouble fools have caused people? Fools can cause trouble without even having apparent malice. They're just fools. I remember one time some fellas came to me and they needed me to drive one of their buddies to the doctor, to the hospital actually, the emergency room, little local clinic is what it was in this small country town, because they'd been out dove hunting and decided they got bored and decided to start peppering each other from a distance. And one of them must have had a heavier load or whatever, and he had gotten his buddy in the neck. So instead of it just raining down out of the trees, he had some shot in his neck, and a couple of them were kind of close to an artery. A fool can ruin your day. A fool misusing a firearm. A fool playing around while he's driving. A fool playing some sort of so-called joke. So the fool will ruin a good day. All right, verse 15. That was verse 12, rather, verse 13. Whoso rewardeth evil for good, evil shall not depart from his house. The evil will reap, the fool will ruin a good day, and the perverse will be rewarded. You say, what is perverse? Perverse is when you do something upside down or opposite. Perverse is like perversion. It's not just in sexual matters. It's in anything. Perverse is to have an upside down, a wrong spirit. Perverse is the wrong version of something. So we call other versions of the Bible perversions because they really are. Now listen, you call evil good, and what will happen is God will give it to you. Good. You see, God is good. He is. So someone says, well, God, you can't give me anything bad. He says, okay, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. What you called good, I'm going to give you. You know what that is? It's evil. Because in this passage, he rewarded, whoso rewardeth evil for good, evil shall not depart from his house. You know, there is a lot of that going on today. Someone prays in school. Someone prays to open a meeting. Someone passes out a tract. Someone preaches on the street. Someone witnesses. Someone wants to start a local congregation and preach the Bible. Someone wants to get on the radio or the internet and declare salvation. Whoso rewardeth evil for good, evil shall not depart from his house. The perverse will be rewarded. Now you can't do the rewarding. And you don't want to do the rewarding. You don't want to be the one to get in there and get yourself on the wrong side of God. See, the evil will reap and the fool will ruin a good day and the perverse will be rewarded. Remember, whoso rewardeth evil for good, evil shall not depart from his house. We've seen that in the Bible, right? We've seen that in history all over. It is so right now. It's temporary. When the evil man appears to get away with it. And so you and I must be careful not to reward evil for good. It can happen. Do you know we have within us the great Pope Self, as Martin Luther said. And he said he feared self more than he feared all the popes of Rome. All right, verse 14. The beginning of strife is as when one letteth out water, therefore leave off contention before it be meddled with. And the picture there is a couple things. The discrete picture there is the idea that once water gets to flowing, it's really hard to stop it. Have you ever cut into a pipe, fellas, and it had water pressure you didn't know about, or it got to leaking, or blew a fitting out, and once it gets going, it's pretty hard to stop? Well, the beginning of strife is as when one letteth out water. Once it gets going, it's really hard to stop. And so the contentious will run over the cup. The contentious will run over the cup. Therefore, leave off contention before it be meddled with. And the idea, because this is so, is avoid it. Avoid the contentious. Avoid them. Leave off contention before it be meddled with. You know, I'm going to tell you, it can gain momentum and it can run over the cup. I don't know if you ever tried to work, fellas or ladies, if you've seen it work. You ever work on a faucet or something under a sink or work somewhere and you had your little cup or a bucket or something and the water came out was a whole lot more than that. It just ran over. If you've ever worked on motors and fuel lines or generators or something like that, and it runs over, it's the same thing. The contentious will run over their cup. It'll run it over. Once contention gets started, it's real, real hard to stop it. It's about as hard as stopping water once it gets to going. And that's why we have to leave off contention. Avoid it. Don't even allow it to come in. Deal with it when it's there. Recently, one of our devotions this month was on Only by Pride Cometh Contention. And so we need to understand that the contentious will run over the cup. Let's not be in that group. Evil will reap. The fool will ruin a good day. The perverse will be rewarded, and the contentious will run over the cup.